Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State forces flee a government complex in Ramadi. The Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound in the city of Ramadi. They say engineers are still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind. Commanders said the IS forces are still controlling as much as three-quarters of the city as fighting continues. Monitors and security sources say a UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed. The delay follows Friday's killing of anti-government rebel leader Zahran Alush. Alush was expected to guarantee safe passage to the jihadists. Israeli forces shot and killed two Palestinians who stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. Earlier in the day, a Palestinian stabbed and injured a soldier near the Jerusalem main bus station. A security guard apprehended that attacker, who was taken into police custody. Fighters from the Boko Haram group have attacked the Nigerian city of Maiduguri. Nigeria's military responded with artillery fire. The Associated Press reports a number of people were killed. The attack comes just days before Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari's self-imposed deadline to stamp out the group. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya Sunday that killed at least two police officers. A statement on a pro-Al-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of El Wak and was bound for the town of Mandera. This is VOA News.